M-E-O-T-A. There was another waterline break, this time on 1st Street just west of the post office November 20. This was quickly repaired in a day, so those affected were not without water for long. These episodes remind us of the luxury of having running water on tap. Younger folks will not appreciate this as we older folks do. At the Pioneer Hall in the city, the Bridge Players didn't play on the usual Tuesday, but gathered on Thursday, November 24, with 2.5 tables in play. Top score went to Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan, and second were Jerry Craig and Mary Phelps. Three tables of card players gathered at the Dewdrop Inn in Miota on November 25 to play Norwegian Whist. Topping the scoreboard was Joyce Lucky, followed by Albert Heise and Stella Rendell. This is always a nice social event with senior folks meeting to visit. A time of excitement took place in Tabor, Alta, when 20 ostriches got loose from a farm near the town. They were all over the streets and causing much confusion to drivers. The RCMP were the cowboys, who helped round them up and get them home. There's a machine working in the boat dock area clearing land to be used for parking of trucks and trailers after boats have been launched. There were trucks hauling trees to the dump last week, for a day or more. This must be parks that are doing the work, and they may be building a second dock, too. I will get more info as the work progresses. There is some activity going on out on the lake, but haven't seen any shacks out there yet. There are snow machines with guys fishing and some activity with net fishing, also. The lake has frozen over very rough, which will make all action harder, such as building the road out to the fish shacks.